Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Constantly Off podcast. I'm Phil Awful.
I'm Bob Constant.
And I'm Seen But Not Heard.
All right, we are going to, since Hollywood was so nice to give us the worst possible Batman, we are going to recast the rest of the cast of Batman with picking our own worst picks.
Now, just to clear up, you know it's not a Batman movie they're making, right?
No.
Okay.
What are they making?
The movie that they're making is the Batman versus Superman, and Superman 2 bullshit.
Alright, so that is what Ben Affleck is going to be in?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we're going to make a dream cast for a Batman movie, basically.
Yeah, like
starring
the word,
Ben Affleck.
Nightmare cast. Not really a dream cast.
Dream cast, nightmare cast, whatever.
You know, Sega can sue us for that.
Don't worry, we'll just bleep that out.
Yeah. It's nightmare cast. All right, so we got Ben Affleck as Batman.
Robin, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
I was thinking Jonah Hill back from when he was fat.
I couldn't see Jonah Hill as that.
That's kind of the point.
He would be funny as the character. So I would actually I wouldn't mind seeing him as
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf would be a better
worst.
A worst.
What? Yeah.
Pick. Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be a Robin.
Worser pick.
A worser pick. All right.
Worser.
Let's go.
Commissioner Gordon.
All right, Commissioner Gordon.
Who's Commissioner Gordon?
Robert De Niro.
But okay, now are we talking like Godfather style De Niro?
I was thinking of Sense of the Woman.
You Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, let's go that route.
Al Pacino.
Let's change it.
And not that he's a bad actor, but as Commissioner Gordon, he'd be a bad pick, and that's what we're trying to do.
Robert De Niro as Alfred.
No, Alfred. That's what I was trying to think of.
Oh,
I don't think so. Robert De Niro as Alfred. Actually, he wouldn't be a bad
Batman. Why not?
I know, but he wouldn't be a bad pick. Let's pick somebody that'd be a bad pick, though.
Okay.
Nathan Lane.
why would he be a bad pick for Alfred?
Could you see him being Alfred?
Yeah. I think he'd be funny. As a butler, I could see...
Brass!
I could see it, man. It'd be funny as hell. All
right.
But I can see where you're going with
that. Who would you pick for Alfred, John?
Dave Chappelle.
Okay. You want me to pick up what?
Yeah.
Nah, if we're gonna go that route, Jamie Foxx. I can see Dave Chappelle. That would work.
I was thinking like Dave Chappelle when he was supposed to be on crack. That's all I could think of was a cracked out Alfred.
I could dig it.
Half the shit from the mansion just going missing.
I still think Vern Troyer should be Penguin, no matter what movie they make. Because that's just awesome.
Okay, how about the Riddler?
Ooh. Riddler. Who's really unfunny? Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt as the Riddler. Carrot Top.
No.
Ooh. Well, if we're going for a nightmare cast,
right?
Yeah.
Carrot Top as the Riddler?
But you know, he's done a lot of roids now.
Oh. But he would be funny.
Okay.
You guys want like a
Joker.
Riddler?
Joker? Ooh. Jamie Kennedy. Ooh. Would be a horrible, horrible Joker.
Nah, I got a better one.
Who?
Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know. Ryan Reynolds is pretty good.
Oh, fuck you.
He would be interesting.
Bet you like Green Lantern.
No, I did not. But he would. But he would be at least interesting, right?
Oh, Jesus.
I could just see Jamie Kennedy
as the Riddler.
No,
as the Joker, just being awful.
Yeah.
You know, if we got if it was Ryan Reynolds, the new Riddler's costume would just be like green pants because the motherfucker spends like his shirt with his Damn it. He spends half the movie with his shirt off anyway.
There you go.
Which character?
If it was Ryan Reynolds.
If it was Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
As the Joker?
No, as the Riddler. As I kind of went back. But yes, as anything. As no matter Riddler, what movie he's in.
As the Riddler, I think he would do all right as. But, I mean, not. I don't want to see him as the Riddler.
That's kind of the point of.
I know, but that is the point of this
thing. We don't really want to see this movie.
Right, but I think he could actually pull it off. Is what I'm saying. We don't want that.
At a later time, I would like to hear your argument in that, okay?
All right. But,
So, move on.
Mr. Freeze. Catwoman.
All right. Emma Stone.
I
want to watch this movie, man.
You know what? Do want to see. It's her. Done.
Nope. I have to disagree, because there's no way I want to
say Betty White.
Alright,
Betty White's my Catwoman.
Oh, Sandra Bernhardt.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sandra Bernhardt's worse, but yes, Sigourney Weaver would be an interesting pick for Catwoman nowadays, too.
Well, seeing as we're on the female cast, how about,
Poison Ivy?
How about,
Harley Quinn?
Batman's new love interest.
Oh, who would play his love interest besides Robin?
Matt Damon. But no, seriously, Batman always has a love interest of some kind. Different name almost every movie. What would we say for his love interest this time?
I say the chick from Pitch Perfect.
Fat Amy.
She's actually really funny. It's actually Fat Patricia.
I got nothing.
Right?
But that's it.
I think so.
You got that. Okay, Mr. Freeze.
Oh, sorry. Oh, just kind of keep on the female aspect.
Yeah, let's do
Fat Amy as Batgirl.
Oh. As Batgirl?
Yeah.
As Batgirl.
She could totally pull it off. In that movie with Ben Affleck.
Spandex.
I mean, it's
That's what I'm thinking of.
Right? I know. Spandex.
That's exactly what it would look like.
Queen Latifah as Catwoman.
Oh.
Wait. Queen Latifah's lost a lot of weight, man.
I know. So she could be Catwoman.
Yeah. She actually doesn't look so bad nowadays.
The girl from Precious.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. She'd be,
See, that's rough. I can dig it.
Halle Berry did such a good job.
Yeah.
She could play it herself.
Bring her back.
Yeah. We're bringing you back.
Oh, yeah. I sat through probably about the first 30 minutes of that movie and was like, yeah, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah, you did. I saw the preview.
I saw the poster. Anyway. Poison Ivy.
You know, I was thinking about that one, and I have been thinking about that one for a while.
Uh-huh.
The best I can come up with.
Best / worst.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, I was about to say, Uma Thurman. Yeah, she was horrible.
She was bad.
Well, that whole movie wasn't the best.
I agree with you
100%.
Yeah.
However.
George Clooney is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just thought of who can play Poison Ivy.
Who?
Let's bring Val Kilmer back.
As Poison Ivy?
Yep. Yes.
No. Let's see. Poison Ivy. I don't know. All right, Mr. Freeze. We'll move on from Poison Ivy.
Wesley Snipes.
Bruce Willis.
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone is Mr. Freeze?
Yeah.
Just because Arnold did it.
Rob Schneider.
It's my turn.
Oh, Rob Schneider. That'd
be... Oh, yeah, there you go.
Rob
Schneider is Mr. Freeze.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's it.
For that, actually, Bane. I would like to hear Bane's opinion
on
this.
Oh, Bane, yeah.
Because there's been several versions. What version of Bane would we use? Because my honest opinion was the worst version was the Uma Thurman Poison Ivy version.
It was. Well, I mean, Bane's not supposed to be a damn henchman. He's supposed to be his own villain.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that Dark Knight Rises had a very good Bane.
It was closer than...
It was Sean Connery's voice.
So, yeah. Smoking into a cup.
I was born in darkness.
Okay, as opposed to the other Bane, all his entire line was, Bane! And that was all he said the entire movie.
Yeah.
Sounded better than Sean Connery, I mean.
So, who would play Bane?
I'm thinking the kid from...
From the new guy? Yeah, me too.
DJ Qualis?
Yes. Okay. That's Bane before.
Oh, that's Bane before and after, man.
After, it's...
Lou Ferrigno. No.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that would be a good one. Horrible. I like Lou Ferrigno. Leave me alone.
What about the other guy from The Expendables, the one with the cauliflower ear?
Randy Couture.
I think that's his name.
That was the other guy that we were trying to think of.
Yeah. I was going to say Tito Ortiz. He sounded like an idiot on the radio. All
right, so part two, seeing as how we did first Batman was bad Batman, now we're going to cast a good Batman movie.
Yeah.
First things first, who is Batman?
If we're going to start with that, I'm passing.
Start with Batman?
Yep.
All right. Who would be a good Batman right now?
You can even use previous Batmans.
I wouldn't want to.
Exactly.
Man, I don't know this guy's name. I really wish I knew these people's names.
Who?
The one that played the Tick. He's also Joe from Family Guy.
Show.
Both. I think he did the voice for the cartoon also. Okay. He's Joe on Family Guy.
Okay. I know who you're talking about. I don't know that.
I don't know who you're talking about.
But you've seen Family Guy?
Yeah.
Joe? You've heard his voice?
Stan?
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like.
Stan, American Dad.
Is he Stan?
I thought he was.
I think so.
I think it's Seth MacFarlane. No. I don't really watch American Dad, though.
So anyways,
he'd be my pick. I think he'd be pretty cool.
For Batman?
For Batman, yeah. Why not?
I gotta try to picture this guy.
I don't know what
okay.
it looks like.
We're not talking about voice. We're talking about look and everything.
Yeah, I know. Now, you have to... For my imagination of how Batman will look is a lot closer to, like, the comics. Batman, okay?
Okay.
You
got, like, 6'5", 200 pounds of straight muscle.
Yes. And I will get his name here, too. I'm going to look him up.
Okay. So while you're doing that, are we still recording?
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's still recording. We're still recording.
Okay,
we can move on. Yeah, let's go
Robin.
On.
Who would make a good Robin?
Honestly, I think Boy Wonder should be...
Matt Damon.
Youthful.
Right, I think so too.
I'm gonna say somebody along the lines of what's that kid's name? I spaced. I can't even remember what name
okay.
This isn't turning out to be a very good podcast.
No, it's not, because I can't think of anybody for those two characters. Ryan Reynolds. Wait, I said youthful looking. Never mind.
Okay, I can see that. I can see him. I can see him as Batman.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What? And what's his name?
Is Patrick Warburton.
Yeah, I can see him as Batman.
Patrick Warburton. I think he'd be a good. Like, he'd fill in the costume, and he's got that. He's got that hero voice. If you ever watch The Tick.
Also, Kronk from.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Right. Go team Disney.
dating myself as the younger person in the group now.
So I think he would be an awesome Batman.
I can see that, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so moving on.
That takes care of Batman. Right. Now we're talking about Boy Wonder.
Right.
So which version of Boy Wonder would we be talking about? Would we be talking about Grayson?
I would say Dick Grayson.
Yeah. Okay. You mean like before he becomes Robin?
Well, there's other Robins.
Yeah, there's not only one Robin. Grayson being the acrobat.
And the first Robin.
Right. He is the first Robin.
So, basically...
So, I mean, if I was figuring, going with the comic book look that Patrick Warburton would give Batman, we'd want somebody, like as skinny as, what's his name? As Michael Cera. But no, not him. Yeah, he's the same.
What's that kid that plays Sheldon Cooper on...
He's also Big very strong.
Well, he's scrawny.
Oh, he wouldn't be bad though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's too old for the part.
He is old for the part.
He'd be interesting though. That would be you know what? He could play the Riddler. Because the Riddler was really scrawny, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He would be good at it too. Okay, that'd be my pick for Riddler right there. But as far as
Dick Grayson,
somebody that is, you know, they gotta be athletic, you know, be able to.
There's not a lot of young actors out there that would fit that part. Because they gotta be acrobatic, they gotta be able to move around fairly easily.
Right.
And well. Also be comfortable and really.
All right, think about this. I know I brought the movie up earlier, but Adam from Workaholics. Because he's little. He's a little too old now, too, but still. He's short.
He wasn't.
And he's funny.
He wasn't that old looking in Pitch Perfect.
Right, yeah. So he
is a very baby face.
I mean, if this movie was made, you know, tomorrow, it'd be all right. Well, I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I could agree with it. He's goofy ass, but
this would be a very comical Batman, even with Patrick Burton. Warburton. Gotta get it right. Alright.
You can actually put that best wherever you want. I scratch.
Yeah, it's nine ball.
Alright.
Move on to Alfred. Let's get the good guys out of the way first.
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Walken. Oh, Christopher Lloyd. It would be a cool choice, but Christopher Walken as Alfred? Whoa.
What are you doing?
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce.
You got, there's a message for you in the Batcave.
Nah, I can't see Walken.
Oh, come on.
I can't see Walken. You killed it for me right there.
Bruce,
I,
you gotta get to the Batcave.
I can't even do Christopher Lloyd. That's horrible.
Lloyd.
Come on, Marty.
He was in other movies, you know.
Yeah, but Uncle Fester one, that wouldn't work. No, I think he would actually be a good Alfred. He could play. I mean, he's getting up there in age. This pool, I bet you's going to just... Nobody's going to listen to this podcast because of how loud that is.
We might have to read this discussion.
No, it's going to be fine. Fuck him.
All right. That was Phil Awful.
I don't want the hate mail. Screw you guys.
That's Phil Awful on Twitter. @ Phil Awful.
Alright. Shit. Okay, I scratched again. So let's call it Christopher Lloyd for Alfred. And
that's disappointing. Alright. Anyways.
Poor
Walker. He can be commissioner.
No, let's move on to Commissioner
Gordon. Commissioner Gordon, alright.
Now, Mel Gibson. There have been several versions of Gordon.
Yes.
I think as far as a authority figure, I would want to go with somebody that you see play the cop role.
Okay.
Bruce Willis.
Somebody like Bruce Willis or...
As commissioner?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to look at the cop role here because that's really what Commissioner Gordon...
Right.
His character and everything, he's cop.
Right.
So,
That's what he is.
Well, no, I'm saying
Chief Police.
He doesn't play any kind of angle. He's not a comedy guy. He's not this, that, or the other. That's just the way it goes. So somebody like Bruce Willis. Do you have a thought or opinion?
I can see that.
I don't think Bruce Willis.
Well, who do you think?
He would do... I think he can go somewhere. But I don't think...
That means you have something in mind. But with that in mind, we're talking about Gordon. Right. So, who's your opinion on Gordon?
Man. I don't know. I mean, that's fine if that, but I think he should be older.
I can see like a Morgan Freeman style commissioner.
I can see
John Malkovich.
John Malkovich would be a great one. Yes, that's a good one right there.
That's the look though.
No, but he's a great actor too.
I agree, he is a wonderful actor. However,
and he listens to our podcast.
Sanity. Yeah. Okay, so Gordon as Malkovich.
Actually, actually, Malkovich would be so much better than the villain. He's such a good villain.
You need to make him. I know,
but it was a lot easier to make the crappy Batman than it is to make the comic book version of that of childhood dreams. How they want their Batman to be.
Childhood dreams.
No, I didn't.
I'm old. Pocket.
But friggin' Magneto, you know, Gandalf. He could be a good Commissioner Gordon.
You know, people that are listening to this are like, what the fuck are you guys talking about movies when you don't know who the hell these people are?
And I normally do. I just...
So you're saying Gandalf the Grey?
It's
Grey.
Ian something.
McGregor, maybe?
No. Not Ewan.
No. Yeah, that's the I don't even talk about. Okay, so...
McKinnon? I don't know. Anyway, I should look these people up before we had these conversations, but it's off the top of my head, so...
Okay.
But I think he would be a good Commissioner Gordon.
Call
him,
so I did. You cheat to win, go right ahead, man.
Sean
Connery is who? Oh, Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. That's a good choice, actually.
Fuck you.
Sean Connery.
Hey, Bane needs to be in more movies, yeah, sure.
Sean Connery as Bane. Sean Connery as every character in the film.
Except Batgirl.
Okay, so Batgirl, Emma Stone, I agree with that.
Emma Stone or Emma Watson? I can see that.
Okay, Emma Stone gets to be Poison Ivy. Emma Watson gets to be Batgirl. How about that?
Okay.
And they have a fight scene.
Can they have a makeout scene?
Well, is that fight?
Yeah, yeah. And then, who's Catwoman? Because she's got to be in the fight team, too.
I'm more concerned who's Harley Quinn.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good question.
Just take my pool stick?
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Awesome. Open table stuff.
I chopped it up, man.
How's it an open table? Oh, you got it.
I made both.
Uh-huh. All right. Harley Quinn. Jill?
I've not decided. That's the thing. Y'all are talking about...
You're not a blonde fan, so...
No, I'm not.
But you wanted to know who's going to be Harley Quinn.
See, my whole thing there is look at Harley Quinn in black and white. She's not blonde. She's got white hair. So.
Yeah, okay, that's true. She doesn't have to be a blonde.
Yeah.
So who would your choice be?
I would have to say.
I really don't.
That is a hard pick. She'd have to have just a certain kind of personality before the movie where she could play her. What the hell? The girl from Firefly. Mechanic. Kaylee.
Kaylee?
Who's Kaylee? What's her real name?
It's Jewel something. Jewel Strait.
I think she would make a good Harley Quinn. Because she has that kind of bubbly personality that seems like it could have like a kind of like a psychotic twist to it.
No.
Maybe, yeah. She's okay. A little bit older now.
Picture this.
But, yeah.
Picture this, though. With her in mind, who would you have to play Joker?
Joker?
Yeah.
To her Harley Quinn?
Because that's really where it's going to come into play.
Right, yeah, because they have to go together. They have to work together pretty well.
Absolutely.
Nathan Fillion. I knew his name was going to be brought up. I was figuring when he was going to say it for Batman.
That's what, honestly, the first person I thought of.
For Batman?
As a Firefly, but I don't think he'd make a good job.
I don't think he would either. I don't think he should be involved in this movie at all.
Get your ass out of my face.
See, that's what we get for playing pool inside of Steve.
He would play it the
no
in
no. He doesn't need to be in it.
No, in this one that we've created though, with the Batman that I said,
okay,
the Robin I said, he would actually work pretty well against them. I mean, with Sheldon as friggin' Riddler.
Yeah.
Right? He would fit in here. But at the same time, so would Neil Patrick Harris.
I was afraid his name was going to get brought up in this.
What would you pick? He's a good actor, but I don't know if he could really play any kind of villain.
Where would Bob put him?
In Batman movie? I don't think he could.
Okay.
Who could he play?
He could play the guy that kills Bruce's parents. And then dances and sings about it. That's right, guys. We are casting Batman the Mutant.
He would play Batman. But you know what? I bet you he could probably pull off Joker. It'd be strange.
Neil Patrick Harris?
I bet he could do it.
He probably could. Honestly, I didn't think Heath Ledger would be good at
I didn't Joker either. I didn't either.
As he was.
After seeing a few of his other movies, I kind of thought.
I don't know. I didn't think so, and then I saw it, and he is by far one of the best Jokers.
I didn't think so until I saw the trailer. I saw that trailer, I'm like, oh, man, he's got this. He's going to have this down.
Okay, so what?
But
casting
we're not
back as
no,
Joker?
No, we're not making that Batman. We're not making it as dark. This one's a little bit lighter comic style that I've been saying all along.
Comic style musical.
Could be a musical. Batman the Musical. Let's write it.
It's going to have some kind of singer.
Copyrighted by Constantly Awful Productions. All right, so.
Sounds good.
But, see, I think Neil Patrick Harris would do it.
You just say, what, see?
What? What's a butt for?
Okay, so, hear me out on this completely.
I'm listening.
Felicia Day as Harley Quinn, Neil Patrick Harris as Joker.
So, and Nathan Fillion as Batman, we just
no,
make Dr. Horrible
no,
again?
No, just those two. But Felicia Day as the psychiatrist, Harley Quinn.
That could work.
Neil Patrick Harris is a psychiatrist. They had good chemistry.
They did.
They worked together.
That's why I said just hear me out. Son of a bitch.
That would be interesting. That might work.
I'm surprised you ain't brought her up. I know you don't like her voice and all after seeing her in just a couple things, but that's beside the point.
No, I like Felicia Day. She's good.
She's a nerd.
She is a nerd.
That's not to like.
And she's not a blonde. I'm better. I don't know where, but Christina Hendricks.
Who's that?
Malcolm Reynolds' quote unquote wife in Firefly.
Oh, yeah. Well, she could be Poison Ivy too, but I know. She could definitely fill out the Poison Ivy outfit. But then that would leave Emma Stone out, and we can't do that.
No, we can. That's why I'm saying I don't know where she'd go, but she needs to be cast.
Well, Batman does need a love interest.
True.
That's right. There you go, love interest.
Love interest.
Yeah. All right, so we're getting all the hotties figured out in this movie. Now let's get some actors.
Two-Face.
That's where you put John Malkovich.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah. I can see that. Now, that's actually one of the best suggestions I've heard.
All right, see? I knew you just had to put him in the right place. He'd do well.
He got four balls on the
table. I think he could actually steal the whole show if he did Two-Face well.
Well, I mean, that's like I mean, Heath Ledger with the Joker.
Yeah.
He stole Dark Knight.
Right, yeah. It's his, yeah.
But so okay, John Malkovich is Two-Face.
Yeah, Bane. Bane's tough, but
I have no opinion.
See, I think Bane should be silent, so he should just be one of these MMA fighters. You know, I think he should have the mask that doesn't.
81.
I mean, maybe not necessarily. I liked him better silent because he's scarier silent to me. But even if he's not, just
as long as there's no stupid Sean Connery fucking voice, we're good.
Say, if we're going Bane just as like a skillful martial arts, can kick anybody's ass.
Yeah,
big.
Jason, well, not even necessarily
Statham.
The big. Jason Statham.
Don't, no.
What?
No.
You're cheapening this movie.
He's just he's a good action movie.
Yeah, but he is not a Bane. He's not big enough to be Bane.
I do like his voice, though.
See, Tom Hardy actually had a pretty good... He was, except for the talking, he was actually a pretty good Bane. And it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't even the talk, it was the sound that they made, you know, that they chose for his voice.
Sean Connery voice they gave him?
Yeah. The, I'm going to speak into a solo cup voice.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I could do his voice right now. I just need that solo cup.
So.
So.
That looked like it's
Bane.
Ow. I don't know very many actors okay. that are just big enough to be Bane.
You know what? I think, like I said before, the friggin' Debo from Friday
as
would
Bane?
Be a. Yeah, as Bane. I thought he was going to be Bane because he was in that, you know, in the second one.
Yeah, because he was the...
He was on the boat?
The prisoner on the boat.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's going to be the new Bane. That's going to be awesome. Why not have a black Bane? I mean, he's huge.
I have no issue with the black Bane. I don't like...
And I think his voice is fine for it. He's got that deep friggin' voice. Like, even before he died, Michael Clark Duncan
yeah.
as Bane, that would be fucking awesome.
But what?
Let's dig him up.
Reanimate this corpse. I wanted some lightning.
I mean, maybe.
You know
I mean,
what? Backtrack. I would like to see Adam West back in a Batman film, so I would like him to be
Commissioner
Alfred.
No, Alfred.
Oh,
yeah.
He'd be good as Alfred
or
the Commissioner.
Well, I would prefer to see him as Alfred because I mean,
he'd still be at the house
yeah,
of
the older
yeah,
role.
Yeah, he'd still be at the mansion.
Yeah.
And be a big part of Batman's life, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I would like to see that. Stepping back, I know, but...
That'd be a good pick.
I would like to see that. As a dream cast, that, or...
Right, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Phil, good job.
What?
I would like that. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Adam West as... That's a good pick.
Okay, so Penguin?
Penguin?
He says Vern. No matter what, he'll say Vern.
I just think Vern Troyer would be an awesome Penguin. But anyway, what? Realistically, we're picking the best possible choice.
Burn Troy would not be the best possible
choice. That's what I said. So realistically, we're trying to pick the best possible choice for the Penguin.
I was digging the idea of what the cat that played Capote.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, I was digging the idea.
He would be a really good. I think he could play pull off Penguin pretty well.
Yeah,
you know who that is?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You've seen him. You've seen The Big Lebowski? He's Mr. Lebowski's butler. Remember his name in the movie?
No, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He has glasses.
Yeah, I can kind of see him as the
If you see his other movies where he's not like he's not the bat character, he's actually really good actor.
Yeah, like I said, Capote was Capote, awesome.
Yeah, I have that movie.
So let's go him for Penguin.
Okay.
Because I can't think of anybody else right offhand. If we think of somebody, bring it back.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop banging on the table.
And so, who else? Who else we have? Who else do we need?
We got Two-Face and John Malkovich.
Did we do a Catwoman?
I don't think we ever did an official word.
Okay.
I
liked Anne Hathaway's Catwoman.
She was all right. She didn't do a bad job. But we're picking who is the perfect Catwoman.
I know. I mean, my experience with Catwoman is very limited.
Next, I want to do Superman.
Yeah.
No.
So out of the ones I've seen, Anne Hathaway is the best choice.
Out of the ones you've seen, yeah.
Yeah.
Thought Michelle Pfeiffer did pretty well myself, but there's that latex she was wearing.
Yeah.
But I hate cats, so.
Let's step away from Catwoman. Go to Mr. Freeze.
See, we're going to run into the same problem with Bane, because Mr. Freeze is supposed to be kind of like a bigger guy.
Yeah, but he could, that suit can cover it. You know,
yeah.
Bane, you can't really cover. I mean, you can make big fake muscles, but if you have a big motherfucker to start with, you're better off you are, you know?
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze, it could be a scrawny guy in a power suit.
In fact, that's what they did in the cartoon.
There you go.
Fucking Mr. Freeze was skinny as shit.
I thought he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had just a bubble over his head.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was tiny.
I never even saw the cartoon.
Looked more like an alien.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a scientist, right? So he should be a smart guy.
It needs to be somebody that portrays a smart person.
I would prefer him not to speak Austrian. I mean, yeah.
Hating on Arnold.
Maybe, you know, some sort of Canadian accent or something.
Cool.
Chill.
Anyway, so something like, you know, not like that.
Who
would be just like, I'm just like trying to picture. Okay, you got the white steam, you know, just the steam coming out, and you see the back of the suit, right? Just the bubble over it. You know, you just see the back of his head, and it's blue, and then he turns around, and bam, who do you see?
Josh Travolta.
Hey, like it's cold in here.
I'm sorry, you're talking about smoke and a suit.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, John Travolta. I don't know.
Wow.
No, the Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe.
No. Gerard Butler.
No.
Gerard Russell Crowe?
He's more of a badass. You have to look at Russell Crowe in, like the way he was in...
Joaquin Phoenix. I don't think he'd do... I think he's kind of a good actor.
I could see Russell Crowe. Because he's portrayed some smart guys.
I could have said something like Russell Brand.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's in the other version.
Exactly.
I like Russell Brand, though. I think he's funny. I just don't see him.
Take away Russell Crowe was in Beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I. That's the best place my mind went.
Calm, calculated, crazy as shit, but calm, and calculated,
smart,
and
he was still
the way he portrayed that. Yeah.
Okay.
The way he portrayed that was awesome.
All right. I'll give you that. That's That could work.
Because you have to look. We're casting a scientist bad guy at this point.
Okay.
So somebody that would play that role well. All
right. Tougher one. Croc. Killer Croc.
Killer Croc could be just about anybody.
Yeah, but you'd want somebody to play it to that could actually. Okay, look, you if you no sir.
Okay.
If you got if the freaking guy that played Predator wasn't in that Predator suit, that would have been a completely different movie. He made that character like he didn't. There wasn't any talking to him, but he created such a good character with his movements that. He made that character alive.
But that's what I'm saying. You can have a faceless person at that point.
Well, if we're going to go with somebody that has just been able to portray just raw animal instinct,
yeah,
Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
You sick man. Sick.
Why
man.
Not?
Plus, Killer Croc is taller than that.
But if he's in the suit anyway.
See, that goes right back to that. Don't do that.
No.
You're talking about
you need somebody.
Well, I'm just talking about just the raw... kind of animal-like character he was able to do for X-Men for Wolverine, I think he would do well.
I don't think that's a bad...
His size is way off.
Okay.
He's going to be in a suit.
All right, but at least he came up with somebody, not just said anybody in a suit, because not anybody in a suit
no,
can pull it off.
I'm saying you can pull a faceless person at that point. You can go get you a guy from a dance crew, you can go get you a guy that is amazing in the local martial arts arena. It doesn't have to be an actor at that point because you're not asking this person to talk. You're putting them in a suit and hoping and praying that you got your choice right.
No, let's not do that. We're not doing that because we're supposed to be picking the perfect Batman. So what you can draw from is you can draw from people that maybe you saw in Planet of the Apes that did good character work. Or like Sean did, he says Hugh Jackman because he played this, he did... good as Wolverine, you did,
I want to hear your choice.
I want to hear your choice before you just eliminate, nah. Like, it's not important. If it's Killer Croc, it is going to be kind of important.
I agree with you completely, but that's what I'm saying. As far as a name to put behind that,
yeah,
I wouldn't be able to pull you anybody because I don't think any actor could pull off that character.
Tim Roth. That's my pick. I think Tim Roth could do it. He did very well as the general in Planet of the Apes. He's a really good actor. Anyway, he's Mr. Orange. Sean's looking confused. All right. He's on Lie to Me. And stuff like that. I think he can do it.
Well, I guess it's just one of those things.
Oh. All right. Anybody else?
We have tons if we're going through the...
I got Zazz. Who would be Zazz? You know who Zazz is?
No.
Zazz is a murderer. He's a mass murderer.
And the guy who cuts himself?
Yes, he cuts himself for one of his victims. Psychopath. My opinion, I've got to get his name again. I keep picking people because I've seen them recently and I like them, but I haven't gotten their names yet. But he is the one from... the movie's called Neo Ned, where he's a like skinhead, then he gets sent to a psychiatric ward, and he falls in love with this black chick. But just because of how he was in that movie, he was freaking nuts. So he'd play a really good.
Just because you said neo-Nazi, Edward Norton.
I kind of figured you were going to go there.
He's a good actor.
He's an amazing actor.
He is good.
He is an amazing actor, but for the character Bob is talking about, it's not just how well they act, it's going to be how they look.
Right,
well,
it's got it.
He was able to pull off a pretty good looking / acting sociopath in American History X.
I agree with that completely, but this...
But his look is actually a lot different now. Like, that was early.
Think about...
But as far as personality-wise, yes, I think he could pull it off. I agree with that. But this new kid, he's like the same age as like Ryan Gosling. He's been in a lot of stuff, but like that was one of his early ones, is this Neo Ned. And just how well he played that was really good.
Look.
Yeah, and it was on Netflix, so check it out if you can find it. But I know he's been in more stuff. Oh, he was friggin' Hawkeye on Avengers.
I can agree with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Him as,
yep.
as yes. Zazz.
Absolutely.
I can see that.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
No idea.
Anyway, but he would be cool.
Hawkeye.
All right.
What a terrible character.
But, yeah, but I think if you see his other work, he's actually really good.
No, I agree with that. I'm just saying that the character Hawkeye
yeah.
is a horrible character.
Well, you know what? The movies didn't do my character justice either. Gambit.
Well, no. Yeah.
They made him so bad.
Like, Gambit was in there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to do Gambit well.
Yeah, I know who would do Gambit well. And I've already had this discussion with
Dallas. Nobody in Hollywood is going to put together a movie that's going to have Gambit as good.
Right. But can I just tell you who would be? I don't know his name either.
Sure then.
Okay. Band of Brothers, he was the medic. The Cajun medic.
You broke me there,
man. You haven't seen Band of Brothers?
I try to avoid war movies as often as possible.
It's not a movie.
Shows.
You should watch it.
I'm saying you do it.
That's okay. It's okay. I just remember, I've had this conversation with Dallas, and that's who we both like. Yeah, that would be it.
I'm sure if anybody listening wants to go look it up, they will probably agree with it.
Yeah. Anyways, we're on Batman.
Yeah, I was about to say, we've gone to a completely different movie to the sequence.
Yeah, we've gone from DC to Marvel.
How about, Muck?
Muck?
Yeah, exactly. It's terrible.
Tell us who Muck is.
The mud bastard.
The shit golem?
Pretty much, no.
The Golgothan?
That's what my pick is.
Actually, no, step away from him. Go back to,
Mad Hatter. Who would play Mad Hatter?
Mm.
That's a villain they haven't put in the movies yet.
Never.
That'd be a good one. He's got so many villains that they never touch in the movies.
Because that would be like casting Scarecrow. They've cast
Scarecrow
and it was horrible.
Really? I thought he did pretty good.
I don't think
he did. Liked him. I liked him as Scarecrow.
As far as the business aspect portion of it.
Yeah.
But once he put on the mask and everything,
okay.
He just wasn't. He didn't scream Scarecrow. Did he?
Okay, who would?
Scarecrow was a true psychopath to me. That was the weird part because this guy was on drugs big time.
So I think I know where you'd go with this, and I want to know if I'm right.
I really can't think about that too hard. That sucks.
How about this? Think about somebody from Slipknot playing that part.
As the Scarecrow?
As the Scarecrow.
You could go either Joey Jordison or Corey Taylor on that.
Do you think they'd do one of those would be?
I really don't think so because they're both Joey's size because he's very skinny. With Corey's attitude, sure. I would say that, and the reason for that is because Scarecrow was another skinny character. This was not a person that had any meat, and if you put Corey Taylor in the Scarecrow costume, the man has no neck anyways.
Right.
So it's just not going to work. But yeah, I that could work.
Right, I think so. They already wear masks.
And he actually had a very similar one. The Subliminal Versus album, they actually had, his mask was a Scarecrow mask.
There you go.
See? So...
Don't
theoretically.
Thinking that, you know, you don't always have to think inside actor movies.
Yeah.
You know, like the guy that did Devil's Carnival.
Yeah.
What's his name? From
which one?
Five Finger Death Punch. Five Finger Death Punch? You need to see that
Moody.
If you liked Ivan Moody. Have you seen Repo? Genetic Opera?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. They came out with a new one called Devil's Carnival.
And it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. And it's got Hannah Minks in it.
You've got Ivan Moody in there. You've got M. Sean Crayon, I believe is what he went by. It's Clown from Slipknot. Terrence.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
A lot of the cast from Repo was in there. But actually going that route, some of those people.
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking Twisted, these people would work as far
like
as
like the cat. That you hate.
I don't hate him.
You don't like him.
I don't like his singing.
Exactly. Him. He would make a good villain. I'm just trying to figure out.
Chop Top?
Yeah.
Trauma. Yeah. I don't hate him. I just don't.
You don't like
I don't like his
you
singing.
You don't like
it's
him
awful.
At all on that?
In that? No, yeah. I don't. In Repo, the oldest brother.
Okay, so I'm probably thinking of different movies.
Played Otis and
the genetic opera.
And,
probably thinking of a different movie.
Yeah. Was there any singing involved?
No.
You ever watched Repo Men?
That's it.
Yeah. That was like a remake, but not. It was like they took the concept from Repo the Genetic Opera and made their own movie.
Reimagining. We're not going to call that a remake in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I was completely thinking of
so wait, you've never seen the Genetic Opera?
Nope.
That'll have to change.
Yes, that you need to fix up.
Some people hate it, though. Some people like it, some people hate it. Dallas hated it. Dallas hated a lot.
So. Yeah, well.
But I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
You have the right mindset for it, I think.
kind of fucked up with the Tesla psychopath.
How about Roddy? You hated Roddy. The father.
Roddy, yeah.
Or God in Devil's Carnival.
I didn't think he fit that part.
Or moving past that.
Anyways, we're on Batman. Why are we
talking
about?
No, I'm talking about these people.
Yeah,
you were
supposed to give
characters.
Me your Scarecrow.
I honestly, now that we're on the subject, I'm actually going to have to go Ogre.
Okay. He's the deep voice one, the Grave Robber, right?
No.
Which one's that?
That's.
No, which one's Ogre?
Ogre is the secondary face guy in Repo the Genetic Opera and
okay.
Twin in Devil's Carnival.
Okay.
He was in Skinny Puppy. Or Skinny Puppy.
Okay.
Skinny Puppy.
You think he could pull it off?
I think he could pull it off because of his attitude.
Lengthiness?
He's very lanky. And he, in every role he's ever been in, his real face is not used. So, it's one of those things you're kind of used to seeing this guy already without seeing him.
Right.
So, I think putting him in that role, not knowing exactly what he looks like, so you can kind of distinguish the businessman from the creature, it would be good. He's got the right attitude.
Okay.
Plus, we could sing if necessary. Talk about possible musical. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah. I don't want
to. Who's going to be the ventriloquist?
Okay, so the ventriloquist. My personal opinion, Paul Giamatti would be good for the ventriloquist with Scarface. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
He was... What would he know him from? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, so, no, he wouldn't.
He would know
Sideways.
but
that was okay. Immediately where I
you
was.
Would know him from Liar Liar.
Oh,
not Liar Liar. Is it Liar? No,
I don't remember.
Big Fat Liar, the guy that painted blue.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
That's what you know. That's Paul Giamatti.
Maybe.
He was just in Saving Private Ryan.
Yes. He'd be good.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good friend for the ventriloquist. Anybody else? Who else are you thinking of?
I'm sure we've left people
out. Oh, yeah, we've left a lot of people
out. Most people out. I mean, hell,
we got a great Two-Face. Did we get a good Joker? Who did we pick for Joker?
We didn't really
come Oh, we said, Neil Patrick Harris. But, no, okay, thinking about it realistically, though, who would be a good Joker? I mean, that...
Okay.
That would not right. Right. We're not going to push it. We're not going to push the Heath Ledger bound. We're
okay.
Trying to go.
So we're not going psychopath.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a psychopath.
As psychopath.
But it's more of like
comedy.
Right. He is fucking with Batman type of deal. More of like than trying to kill people. He wants to fuck with Batman. He's his villain. You know. He's his.
Our nemesis.
Right. Right. He is his yin to Joker's yang. You know, and that's his whole purpose in this movie, is just to fuck with Batman. So, thinking that route, who would play a good Joker?
Who did we just talk about Batman?
Patrick Warburton.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going for who would fuck with that person well? Or who would we picture fucking with that person well?
Right. And remember, the Joker on the TV show with Adam West was a Mexican guy.
Yeah.
They just painted over his mustache. He wouldn't even shave it.
No, he wouldn't. He really wouldn't. So painted over it and then put the little red.
Yep.
Yep.
He's,
I can't remember his name.
I knew his name. It's, oh, man, it sucks. I wish I'd known to say it, but... Anyways, who would...
Julie Newmar. Catwoman.
She'd be a little gross by now.
Zombie Newmar would be very interesting at this point. Okay. So, Joker.
Joker. A good Joker for this kind of...
If we're going for comedy, like somebody that could pull off the gags and jokes.
Yes.
Well.
Right. Dane Cook.
No.
We're not going that near, guys.
Yeah, I know. I know, it would be terrible. I'm just trying to think. Thinking out loud, guys. You can think
Andy
out loud.
Dick.
Holy shit.
I'd rather have Dane Cook.
Yeah.
No, the reason I'm saying Andy Dick is just in his drunk days, he was funny.
Okay.
When he was not sober, he was funny.
But he is not Joker. Material. I'm sorry.
Adam Sandler.
First Jewish Joker?
Why not?
No, I don't have a problem with that. But Adam Sandler as Joker? Okay, you know what he would... I like Adam Sandler post-Waterboy, okay? I don't want my Joker to sound like this show today. You know? Like, friggin' I don't think so. When he tries to be funny... Like that, yeah. It just does not work for me at all. I like his other stuff, like after that.
Just as an actor who I think is very good, who might be able to pull it off, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Russell Brand.
That is not a bad choice. Leonardo DiCaprio could do it just because he can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and he pulls stuff off really well, and he doesn't get a whole lot of credit. But I agree. That is a good choice. What do you think?
I think he would just be, like, even in Django, he was just able to pull that character off so well.
Yeah.
I think he'd be able to do a Joker.
I think he could, too. I think he'd definitely pull it off. And he's about the right age to do it now.
Yeah.
That's not a bad choice at all.
I can't dispute it.
Okay.
Okay,
so now that we have him, we're going to say him, who would be his Harley Quinn?
That's more difficult.
That is more difficult, but that's not bad either. I mean, he's played against... I mean, even if you think of the leading ladies he's played with, they wouldn't really work. Like Claire Danes?
I'm sure
no.
He has played with a lot of them, too.
Maybe. Or maybe he's going to be like Neil Patrick Harris and come out of the closet later on in life. But...
One day?
It doesn't matter. He's a good actor, is what I'm saying. but...
Has he shown his dick in any movie? I don't think so.
Maybe Basketball Diaries. He did a lot of jacking off in that movie, but I don't remember him showing it. I don't know why.
I was just questioning.
You want to know that?
No. I like how you immediately went to a section that he may have done it, so it's okay.
I think I'm going to start locking my door at night.
Okay, so his Harley Quinn.
Yeah, his Harley Quinn would be...
younger than him. He tends to like to work with actresses who are younger.
What about the cheerleader chick from Heroes?
You got me, buddy.
No? Never seen Heroes? Okay. Well, you're out then, bitch.
Lindsay Lohan.
No.
No.
It's just not.
Just tossing this out here. Lady Gaga.
No.
Bitch is crazy.
She's crazy.
Bitch is crazy. And from what I understand, she's not too bad in Machete Kills.
Mm. I'd have to see it. I don't know. But what about... I just had...
You had a name. I saw it. It went by.
I did. It was, flew out the window. Damn it.
You got any ideas, Thirsty?
Trying to think. What about, we keep going back to Pitch Perfect, but Ginger Girl from the movie. I don't remember her name.
You're going to have to watch this movie just to know what the hell we're talking about.
Every time that movie comes up. Shit.
You should watch it, though. I mean, I didn't think I would like it, but it's actually really funny.
Neither did I.
I understand. And I may give it a shot.
I cannot remember her name. But she seems like she has that kind of bubbly kind of personality. That
the one that lost her voice? Or that had the nodes? Okay. I don't know for Harley Quinn, though, just because... That movie, she didn't really come off as a great actress to me. Yeah, she was hot, but she didn't stand out, you know? Like, Fat Amy stood out. She's actually a pretty cool actress.
We need to look at this from a different point of view. This person needs to be able to pull off both crazy?
Yes.
And sane.
Right, she's got to have multiple personalities.
Because she's playing psychiatrist?
Yes.
And Henry?
Yes.
So...
And that's why I agree with your original assessment of using Felicia Day, because she's a role player,
So
she's always playing different characters. Yeah. Like, she's used to, like, playing multiple people, you know? So I think she could actually pull it off.
Would she
go with Leonardo DiCaprio? For his Harley Quinn, I think it would need to be a blonde.
Jennifer Lawrence. Not a blonde, but still a pretty damn good
Jennifer
actress.
Lawrence. Oh, yeah, from Hunger Games?
Yeah.
She would actually be good.
She would work as Harley Quinn. With Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's a good point. Holy crap, Sean. You got to get some good ideas here. I don't know if she could pull off crazy.
I think
she'd work well with Leonardo.
Yes, I can see that.
I think she could. She's just a good actress.
Yeah.
And she's that right age where...
I'd have to see her in other stuff. Like, I heard Silver Linings Playbook is awesome. I'm going to need to watch it. But I need to see something where she's like a little... She's
a little bit
crazier than me, or just a different character. But she is a really good actress, it seems. And she would really play against him well.
I feel like all my good ideas are used up now. anything else I say is just going to sound really stupid.
Seen not heard will continue to be seen and not heard.
No, but that works. I like it. What are some other good villains that just haven't been utilized in the movies yet?
That's a little difficult.
Because, I mean, there's so many Batman movies.
As far as not used in the movies, there's...
Because
they were supposedly able to build Arkham Asylum to house Batman's villains.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, Arkham Asylum, if you play the game even, you get to see all the villains. Like, it has their cards, and you actually get to see the full models of them, like 3D models, which is great. But, Mad Hatter, I would like to see. I mean, it is an Alice in Wonderland and a Batman villain, but kind of the same deal. Because he had quite a few Alice in Wonderland villains, right? He had Tweedledee and Tweedledum as well.
A version of them, yeah.
Right, yeah, they're all DC versions of these characters, but the Mad Hatter would be kind of cool to see. That's not Johnny Depp. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Okay. So just a crazy...
Oh, I'm just happy that until now Johnny Depp has not been brought up.
Yeah. I agree.
Because that would have pissed me off.
I don't not like him, but I just don't want to see any more of him right now. He needs to take another vacation. Right.
Recently.
Like he did before. Like when he went away, just took a vacation and came back to filmmaking. He needs to do that again.
Yeah.
Because I want to see him, but not right now.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson.
as the Mad Hatter?
Yes.
He's done that in one of his videos.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
could
he's,
work.
He's crazy
but
enough to do it.
Could he act? Can he?
Yeah, he acts real well.
Does he?
Party Monster. Did you see Party Monster?
I did.
He was in there.
For long?
He was the driver of the truck.
Did he have makeup on still? Did he was, still look like himself?
Well, he was in drag of sorts.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was in there. He's been in a couple other things as himself.
I know something where he got, I remember he was in something where he got piercing ripped out.
I'm sure he's been in that. There's another movie out there. I can't remember what the name of it is. He played the role of a child molester, more or less.
Because I just want to see him without his makeup.
He looks relatively normal. Pale as shit, but relatively normal.
I read an article on him once where he actually took his makeup off to do a TV show.
Yeah. He,
I can't remember what the hell it's called now.
He's got a brilliant mind. He doesn't...
He's not always crazy.
Yeah, he's not always crazy. That's why I said the Mad Hatter or a role of some kind would work for somebody like him.
He probably would play a good Mad Hatter. I'm doing it. I'm saying it like we're about to call up these people. Hey, okay, we picked you.
Yeah,
come on.
we should
been
that.
Selected. You're lucky.
We should go to all their websites and send them emails. Hey, we've selected you for Batman remake. Would you be interested? We can get any responses. I'm actually interested in doing that because I'm wondering if anybody would respond.
Right. Oh, we
even just to say no. I just want to see somebody respond.
Right? Yeah. Just get no's from everybody, but and then post those.
Goddamn, we got no's.
Right?
What have you done with your day? I got turned down by a celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Actually, right? In this case, about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Weird Al. No, I ain't going there. Just one of those
Weird
situations.
Al. As
he would say yes. That would be the frightening part.
He would, and that'd be awesome. I would have Weird Al in a movie. I'd make the movie just for that. Just
of course.
You got Weird Al. Yeah, it might not be a great movie, but still, it's got Weird Al in it. I gave him a Twinkie dog.
We gave him a sandwich.
Yeah. Twinkie dogs. What the hell's it called?
I can't remember.
It's your favorite. Takes a hot dog, stuffs it in a Twinkie, then covers it with string with the cheese.
That's
yeah.
Okay, why did we get on him? No,
your fault.
Yeah, well. So
we just use his music for the soundtrack, okay?
Yeah.
What would we call this movie?
Batman.
Think about it this way. You can't really use Batman because Batman is, every time Batman is used in the process of making money, Jack Nicholson still makes money out of it.
So what? I can give Jack Nicholson money.
I don't want to give Jack Nicholson
money. He could play the commissioner too. Okay, not. I like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
I'm cool with Jack Nicholson. I'm just starting to see him make money off of it.
But that's why he needs to be back in there. But he won't. He would never do it.
He would never do it.
Not that any of these people would. All right.
That's fine.
So he said Russell Brand is a Mad Hatter?
Sean just nodded yes.
What would we call this? He can't do Dark Knight.
No.
Can't be a Batman.
Can't be Dark Knight Returns either.
Can it? Batman Well.
Rise of Batwing? Or Nightwing?
Nightwing is Robin. Dick Grayson becomes Nightwing, doesn't he?
A version of it.
Yeah. One of Robin. Yeah, one of the versions of Robin.
Yeah.
You know, if we were cool, like, actual comic book readers, like, people are...
Yeah, unless I am sadly mistaken, it is not Dick that becomes Nightwing.
Yeah.
However, the way that Dark Knight Rises ended,
yeah,
he was looking more like a Nightwing than he was Robin.
Right? Yeah. Well, he wouldn't be Robin, but
you should use your real name, Robin. I like that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
What a way to put the name.
Right. Let's just stick that in the end. Why not?
Nobody's watching at this point.
A nuke just went off. Anyway, so what would we call it? I still think Batman would have to be in the title, but
Deputy
you said
does Dallas.
Anything that says Batman, he would get.
Yeah.
I don't know how he pulled it off. That's
he got one of the best deals ever. Whenever he did that, he makes money off of anything and everything Batman. Now, we could always go after a villain, even a one of the villains.
Just like
Rise of.
Yeah, the Rise of Bane, the Rise of Joker, the Rise of. Oh.
And God forbid you use the word origins.
Right.
Fuck that.
No, no, but what if you did. I'm sorry, podcast listeners. What if you did.
I kind of like Rise of Bane or Rise of Joker. The idea behind that, because of course you're kind of going into, especially going back to what we were talking about with the Jokers.
The Rise of Arkham. Then you have all of them.
There you go. Because we've cast quite a few villains.
Right.
So the Rise of Arkham would definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
See how they all meet and congregate.
Right. If we came up with, or if we got the list of other villains, we could come up with all of them.
Yeah.
And then email all these people.
And get 1,000 no's.
Why not?
I have
but
no problem.
That'd be cool.
I would rather have a no than no response whatsoever.
All right, well, I think that's going to wrap it up for today. It's been an hour we've been talking. So we're going to stop it. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.